Dr. Hartman, how are you? You might want to put her on hold and see if you can get her phone connected again, Drew, because it seems like she's got an issue. I bet that was a thing. She was probably not in a good area to make a phone call. But her article this week, of course, is about the Pope. And she said, the Pope is Creole. We have some great audio clips. New Orleans claiming the Pope, Philly claiming the Pope, when we all know the Pope is from the south side of Chicago. Dr. Hartman, are you with us now?
I'm with you. Yes, I am. I'm in New York. I'm out of town. So I think we might have had a little connection problem.
Well, I read your article about the Pope being a true South Sider. I've got to tell you, I've never seen this city as excited about anything in the past few years as I've seen what has happened since the Pope was named Pope Leo XIV.
We're so excited, rightfully so, because he is truly a Southsider. Hyde Park to College, St. Rita, Dalton. He's really our very own. But I talked to what's fascinating me, Lisa, is the Creole connection. That is very much my family and a lot of people that I know. I talked to a cousin earlier today in New Orleans, and she was saying New Orleans is a buzz, and they're finding Pope cousins.
Everybody's related to the Pope.
Ward 7, in the 7th Ward, and I'm laughing. So she's claiming him as the New Orleans people claiming him as a New Orleans, New Orlander, Chicagoan. And I understand the Haitians are claiming him, too. So he's an all-about man, and that's the way a Pope should be.
Absolutely. So you, the Creole thing, in your mind, tell people what Creole is. It's a mix of races, right?
It's a mixture of European, usually French, African-American, and maybe some Indian. If you go down to New Orleans, it's a real, real melting pot of mixtures. And a lot of times those people pass for something that they're not. They might pass for white. And at one time that was important because they got better jobs, better educations, and so forth, because they did not claim that they were black. But mulatto and black, I understand, are on birth certificates. My mother's birth certificate said mulatto. And if you're
and that's
mulatto,
that's a horrific that slur these days, Dr. Hartman, isn't it?
Say it again?
Mulatto is a horrific slur these days, but that was something that was printed on birth certificates?
Well, that was on your birth certificate. That was your claim of race.
Huh.
And it means mixture. It's saying that you're a mixture. That's what it's saying.
Hmm. And, of course, it was his mother's parents who were born in New Orleans, right?
That's right. With a grandfather. Was it the grandfather or the great-grandfather coming from Haiti? The track, Lisa, the migration track, is very Black American. Haiti to New Orleans, New Orleans to Chicago. That's a migration track. That's a Black migration track. My family is that. My family was not from Haiti, but the New Orleans part, we embrace that fully.
And so is the Black community identifying him as one of theirs as well?
I think everybody's kind of like waiting to see what the Pope says.
I don't think the Pope's going to say anything.
We're claiming it. The Pope is being cool. The Pope is saying, I'm the Pope. Leave me alone. I'm trying to do the Pope thing. And we in Chicago talk about, is he a Sox fan or a Cubs fan? Is he
right.
This kind of hot dog or deep dish pizza? Let the Pope be the Pope. I want to fix the Pope some gumbo, Lisa.
Enjoy your time in New York, and we appreciate you getting the call in today.
All right. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Dr. Hermine Hartman, you can read that article on indigo.com.